response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Oscar-winning actor and Western Pennsylvania native Jimmy Stewart proved to be a real-life hero, becoming the first major Hollywood star to join the U.S. military during World War II. Born and raised in Indiana, PA, James Maitland Stewart enjoyed an active childhood that included playing football, building model airplanes, and singing in the glee club. He studied architecture at Princeton University, but found his true calling after graduation as a member of the University Players. Stewart eventually landed roles in several Broadway plays and befriended a young actor named Henry Fonda, who helped him make the move to Hollywood in 1935. By 1940, Stewart had 28 movie credits to his name, winning an Academy Award for his leading role in The Philadelphia Story. Despite his thriving career as an actor, Stewart proudly and willingly answered his nation's call in October 1940 when he joined the U.S. Army. The lanky Stewart failed to meet the Army's minimum weight requirements, so he hired MGM trainer Don Loomis to help him bulk up and pass the enlistment test. Already an accomplished pilot by the time he joined the Army Air Corps, Stewart flew 20 bombing missions over Germany during the war. He earned 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses and rose to the rank of colonel by the end of World War II. Stewart returned to acting following the war, starring in Frank Capra's classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, in 1946. He went on to appear in more than 92 films, television programs, and shorts. Stewart served in the military for 27 years, rising to the rank of Brigadier General, and retired from the Air Force in 1968. Visitors to the History Center can learn more about Pittsburgh's impact on World War II as part of the long-term exhibition, Pittsburgh, a tradition of innovation.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.